This is Pastor Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. The Apostle Paul told in 1 Corinthians 14:20, "Brothers, do not be children in your thinking, be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature." Now, we are called children of God since we are saved and we are in Jesus Christ, and we know that God predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance to His pleasure and will. We need to keep growing into spiritual maturity, and today I would like to talk about important choices you can make. You might be a spiritual baby if you find yourself often fighting with other people, fighting with Christians, like babies will fight about anything and everything. Left to themselves, young siblings will slap, pull hair, kick, poke, punch, argue, scream. They haven't really learned that they aren't enemies. You might be also a spiritual baby if you enjoy being the center of attention. As a baby delights in being the center of attention, if someone else is receiving attention, a baby will do so by putting himself in the spotlight. And many people are like this. Rather than wait for their turn, a spiritual baby will speak up, step up, out, or act up, or show out in an effort to draw attention to themselves. You may also be a spiritual baby if you're shallow in your knowledge of scriptures. Babies have little knowledge and understanding, so they will drink poison, they will eat insects, play in the streets, jump into water far over their heads, because they have lack of knowledge. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow hereby." Now, just as a baby needs to grow from his mother's milk, a Christian baby needs to grow from the word of God. You are rather shallow in your knowledge of scriptures than you are shallow about applying the scriptures into your own life. You know, spiritual babies are also very easily offended. Babies are very sensitive. Their feelings are easily hurt, and when things don't go their way, they will whine, cry, pout, sulk, even throw tantrums. They haven't learned to endure affliction. So they only are offended, and they hold these grudges against other people. Spiritual babies are not satisfied. A baby never ceases to whimper and cry for things. He's hungry, you feed him, he's tired, you give him a nap, he wakes up, there's a wet diaper, you change the diaper, wants to play. If you refuse to play, the baby cries, then he's hot, then he's cold, bumps his head. A baby is never satisfied. And many Christians are like this. They whimper about everything. Preaching is too long. Pastor didn't shake your hand today. Sally's dress is nicer than your dress. George's wife is prettier than your wife. It's always a hassle to deal with spiritual babies. A spiritual baby is also jealous over the success of others, because baby only cares about himself. He's totally self-centered. So he always wants others to have, and wants to have everything other people have. He will throw a fit if he cannot have a child's toy. If another child is receiving special attention, the baby will become jealous and will fight to draw attention to himself. 1 Corinthians 14:20, I'll read it again. "Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature." We need to grow into maturity. And as we grow into maturity, we will reach the stature of Christ. Now, in Jude chapter 10, verse 11, talks about people that are always criticizing. It says, "People that sneer at anything they can't understand, and by doing whatever they feel like doing, living by animal instinct only, they participate in their own destruction. I'm fed up with them. They've gone down Cain's road. They've been seduced and sucked into Balaam's error by greed. They canceled out in Korah's rebellion." Today, you have a choice between being a child or move to maturity. Remember, God wants you to move into spiritual maturity. This is Tony Silvera, and you've listened to Little Devotional.